Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is another episode of Your Hidden Power. Your Hidden Power. Do you know you have your hidden power? Inspiration here galore over the next hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. I always like to start with sort of an inspirational thought, if you will. You can cut all the flowers, but you can't keep spring from coming. I like that because it's springtime and I'm looking at a lot of flowers around here. In my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, we do have spring and summer and fall. Where Halle Bateman is in California, it's all one season pretty much. That's it. It's beautiful. It's lovely. She and I were just talking about how wonderful the energy is in Southern California. Do you think that's why Halle, by the way, Halle is the author of Directions, really good advice for getting from here to there. She's an illustrated writer, a lot of followers on Instagram, colorful, inspirational. We like inspiration. What about it? Is that something when you think about spring and how inspiring it is to those of us who live through the seasons? I don't choose to live here in the wintertime because I don't like cold and it's dark and dreary. So I take my energy and get energized by going to where you are in Southern California. Is it, can we make our own energy, or are we helped by where we are, Halle? What do you think?
I think environment is absolutely inspiration and an influence. I remember the first time I visited Los Angeles, I was just blown away by the amount of flowers everywhere. And
yeah, right.
I had been living in New York, and it was quite different to walk down the street and just see flowers casually on every street, on even like the ugliest street, there was so many flowers. And I think that absolutely affects my subconscious and just like, I think it's good for your eyes and for your brain to see color, you know?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Yeah, it just feels good. And that's what we're about here. Your Hidden Power is aimed at making you think and feel good. And thus the focus here on the advice from Halle. How did you begin in terms of writing this? Did you take your own advice? How did you get from here to there?
That's a great question. I think it's the process. I mean, so the process of writing this book began really without realizing it. I started to write directions just one afternoon when I was sitting with my brother and we were making art just for fun. And I started to write directions at the top of each page and to write messages below that were kind of like funny and inspiring and kind of like different than anything I'd written before. And when we finished the day of making art, I just kind of tucked them in an envelope and didn't look at them for a year. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know what to do with them. And then a year later, when I had stumbled across them in my studio, I reread them and thought, oh, these are kind of interesting. This is different. I shared them online and found that there was a huge response. And so I was fueled by enthusiasm for them and ended up writing many more and then turning them into a book. And I would say that all of the advice in this book is advice that I strive to take myself, and that it's not that I've mastered these things. It's that I want to remind myself of them. Some of them are as simple as if you at first park badly, repark. It's just like, hey, be a decent person and like try to park better if you're really bad at parking. And then some of them are more, more of a concept of something to live by and apply to many parts of your life. One of them is conjure specialness from thin air, invent holidays, traditions, and surprises, such as Duck Day, Ice Cream Tuesday, etc. This direction is something that I always want to remind myself of, that you can kind of make something special just by doing it, just by thinking it up and, like, committing to something silly or committing to something that no one has thought of before, but that's what so many holidays are, you know? Like, I think we have, like, a donut day now in our country. It's like, yeah. You can just make stuff up, and it can actually, like, be very special and, like, add so much surprise to your life.
Yeah, you can kind of do that with most anything. You know, it's like spring cleaning, right? When you think about what we do in the springtime with all the new life and growth, we throw away the old. We get rid of that which has been around. And certainly this past year with the foolishness, the nonsense that we've fallen into over the COVID, there are a lot of things we've collected and done, a lot of things we haven't done that need a new solution, if you will, a new focus. And so under the circumstances, if I were giving advice, I've never thought about it, but I don't write well. I speak well, but I don't write well. I don't enjoy writing. Some people really do. It's obvious you do, by the way you've described what goes on here. But the the essence of getting from here to there for me in terms of having something new, because getting to a new place requires newness, is get rid of the old. Yeah, doesn't that make sense? Get rid of the old, forget, and then put it in the rearview mirror and concentrate on the now. That's my thought about it in no small way.
Yeah, I think that spring cleaning is a perfect example of something that, you know, is kind of you can kind of treat it as this, like, you know, very cliche idea or something, but if you actually go through the motions of participating in that can really reinvent your life, and that, like, there's something to be said for those traditions that allow us to reexamine everything at different points of the year.
I think that's the service provided by changing from one, if you will, from one season to the next. It's like daytime and nighttime. It's like early in the morning, how you feel versus late at night, even if there's daylight. It is a whole different feel to the moment that you're in, if you will. Pretty stimulating stuff. Hopefully you're in it and enjoying Halle Bateman here. I'm Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power with something that's down to earth, if you will. But something that's impactful. If you don't get a good night's rest, you don't feel good. If you're restless while you're in bed, is it because you don't have good sleepwear? Is it because you don't have good comforter on your bed? Blankets, no good sheets, pillows are no good, the mattress is no good. Let's fix all of that. Back by popular demand, MyPillow's best deals right now using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to get the most comfortable pillows, so you stop tossing and turning at night, to get the most comfortable sheets and towels and mattresses, mattress toppers. You get it all while you're there at the, look through the MyPillow catalog. Take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. The bed sheets, the mattress topper, and these new My Slippers at MyPillow.com. They are very cool. Enjoy yourself on your home, in your bedroom, around the sleeping product that we need. We spend a third of our life in bed. Let's make it comfortable. Let's make it the happy place. Your happiness is part of what they're all about. MyPillow, 40% off on the new My Slippers, 50% off on the towels, up to 66% off on various products. Search it all out. Go to MyPillow.com, go through the catalog, and make your sleeping time better. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Your Hidden Power is not only a radio broadcast, but a podcast as well. YourHiddenPowerShow.com is where you find your guidebook to making your business more profitable. For example, one of the recent Your Hidden Powers, number 192, in fact, is an overview of how money attraction takes place. Money is an energy game, is the book by Madeline Gerwick, which you can read about, the practices that she's come up with, perspectives, a lot of exercises on how you can get good energy around money, money attraction tools, certainly a way to jumpstart your business or your personal prosperity. So create a good financial future. Check out the information that's there. And you can listen to our usual guests as well, paranormalist Uri Geller, psychic Mary O'Malley, and astrologer Laura Banks, all part of the weekly Your Hidden Power experience, and also a part of what you can deposit in your head with the experience, the download, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're back with Holly Bateman here on Your Hidden Power, talking about how to get yourself into the right place, figure out what your talents are. Are you an artist? Is that basically what you consider yourself, Hallie?
Yeah, absolutely. I very proudly identify as an artist.
Some people say I'm an artist because I am on the radio. I know how to use my head and my mouth. Is that a form of art, or are we talking about something physical, like we can see you drawing or painting or sketching?
Not everyone is comfortable with the term artist, but the way that I see it, like, if you're doing something creative, you are an artist, or you at least can consider yourself that. If it doesn't give you more power and permission to do what you do, then maybe you don't need to call yourself that. For me, calling myself an artist gives me permission to explore so much of life in a way that frees me up to create things regardless of medium. So I could call myself an illustrator, or I could call myself a writer, but I call myself artist because some days I want to take photographs. Some days I want to make movies. Some days I want to just, finger paint or whatever you call it. Like, I find identifying as an artist to be a really freeing thing, and kind of helps explain to people how I operate in the world, which is this. My new book, Directions, is kind of a perfect example of, like, I think being an artist is about channeling your life and capturing your world in some form. It doesn't matter if it's visual or maybe it's a sculpture or whatever. And for me, this book is really about how I see the world and how I aspire to see the world, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. We'll connect more with Hallie Bateman as we continue here on Your Hidden Power.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Another few minutes here with Allie Bateman, author of Directions, really good advice we're getting from here. You just call that your latest book. What other books have you written, and what are you treating in the other books? What are you inspiring people to do?
Yeah, so my last book is a really special book to me. It's called What to Do When I'm Gone, and I actually wrote it with my mom. At age 23, I was very nervous that I just thought that someday I would lose my mom. She's in good health, and she was then, but I was just really possessed by this fear of, wow, one day my mom is going to die, and not only that, but I'm going to continue living without her. I mean, you know, knock on wood. And that felt so overwhelming and so scary, and yet my mom is a writer, and she's very funny, and she's very, like, interested in talking about those things. Mm-hmm. So I actually brought her this idea of, hey mom, what if you wrote me a book that is telling me what to do from the moment you die, so that I have your guidance and your advice and your direction after I lose you. And so the book actually became this project that we worked on together that I illustrated, and we wrote it in the end, not just for me, but with hopes that it would start conversations in families and between parents and children and between loved ones about death in a way that's kind of funny and more approachable. The book is quite, like, humorous at the same time as it's dealing with serious subjects.
Giving yourself permission to think as you will, perhaps. That's what I get out of listening to you and all the various incarnations of your thought. Allie Bateman, I went to your website, HallieBateman.com, and I see a lot of your sketches and how those sketches apply to different thought patterns, if you will. You write about illustrating things, and you write about what's funny. I think what people would respect with you, this is not for everybody. I would tell you that it's not, because it isn't conventional. It isn't. It's not. You're not a conventional thinker at all. I can identify with that because I'm not either. But that doesn't mean that it's easy for people to understand what it is. You sometimes have to, it's like looking at Salvador Dali's art. I don't get it. I look at it, I don't see anything, but I know some dear friends of mine, including Uri Geller, who's also on this program, who's the paranormalist. He's done a lot of art himself, and he uses what Salvador Dali taught him. It just, for me, art is looking at a picture of my family, frankly. It's not about what you can create yourself. It's about what has been created. But again, it's different for everybody. And so if you can express yourself and get through to people, what are people's reactions? I'm talking to you about what you're telling people. How do they react to you?
I mean, I try to channel joy and laughter and curiosity in my work, and that's how I kind of treat the world and what I try to reflect in my work, and that's what the reaction I get most of the time. I mean, You say that my work is not for everyone, which is true, and my work is not photorealistic. I really have kind of a childlike kind of, quirky style that, for me, I hope that it reminds someone that they can make art too, that you don't have to have the perfect shading on a rose for that to be art. You can draw something while you're on a bus and your hand is shaking, and that's art too. That's what I hope to remind people.
All right. You might want to check it out. Hallie Bateman, an inspiration. Directions, really good advice for getting from here to there, available, I'm sure, on Amazon or wherever you get your books. Hallie Bateman, thanks for being here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is your Hidden Power.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
It's all about value, and that means great products at great prices and saving money on your online purchases. That's the idea behind eBay's new Certified Refurbished program. Robert Bigler from eBay explains.
We saw in the consumers, especially as they shifted online with the pandemic, a real need for value. Either they wanted to save money or they wanted to upgrade what they were purchasing. And so the Certified Refurbished program does just that. So we work with a whole bunch of popular brands, and we put standards in place to ensure quality, and there's value, and we're also talking about trust. Because when people are shopping online, you know, they need to know that they're going to get a great product.
Like new products at better than new prices, from appliances to laptops to audio gear. Check out Certified Refurbished from eBay at eBay.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores. And a coalition of human rights groups are calling for a full boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games to be held in China. The group issued a statement Monday calling on the U.S., Canada, and other nations to lead a global boycott of the Games based on China's treatment of Muslim minorities, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. The group cites the State Department's recent report that stated genocide and crimes against humanity had taken place against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a Monday phone call that he would support a ceasefire between the two parties, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli defense forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, believes the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas. He tells Newsmax TV that the organization had previously been constrained by the policies of the Trump administration.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish its credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis. So that's, I think, the primary part of it. But look, when we were in office, we sent a message loud and clear to all of Israel's enemies that when Israel is attacked, there will be no handcuffs, no restraints that we put on Israel. We will allow Israel. We will encourage Israel to defend itself by itself as it is necessary to defend its own citizens. And I think that message was heard loud and clear by Hamas, by Hezbollah, by others. And I think there was a certain amount of restraint we saw over the last 4 years. The last 4 years were four of the quietest years over the last three or four decades. So I'd like to think that our policy helped that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Joining me now on Your Hidden Power is Uri Geller from his home in Israel, a paranormalist, telepathic, and all kinds of different things. He's an observer, and this week the news from his homeland is about the bombing that is, for me, Uri, it just is not, it's almost not even news. I mean, there's certainly drama here, but this has been going on since the beginning of religion. Since Jerusalem, the Cain and Abel stuff, this Palestinian-Israeli conflict just goes on and on and on and on. So how do you feel about the latest installment of the bombings on both sides?
Let's start by this. There was an uproar in Jerusalem again. It's all to do, it's a war in the name of religion. Mm-hmm. And rockets started flying into Israel from Gaza. Just an hour ago, 2 women were killed. Just heard that also another man was killed. You see, from the moment you hear the sirens wail, you have very precious, maybe 60 seconds to get undercover. Most of the modern buildings here, they have a strong room where you can just go in and lock yourself inside very thick metal doors. and the whole room is built from thick concrete. But then there are those older buildings that were built in the 50s and 60s that do not have a shelter. So from the moment you hear the siren, to run downstairs into a public shelter, you know, is like 2-3 minutes. So it's pretty shocking, those horrendous moments that you have to run and take cover before the bomb explodes. Luckily, Israel built the Iron Domes, and they shoot down many of the incoming missiles. Mm-hmm. As I speak to you now, I hear sirens. I have a red alert on my telephone, and it just said, red alert in Ashkelon, red alert in Ashdod. These are pretty big cities. So, you know, women, children, men running to those shelters, you have to do it, because otherwise you will be killed.
When does it stop? How does it stop?
Oh, this is too complicated to tell you now how it stops, because like you said in the beginning, it's a war of religion until we don't sort out what's going on in Jerusalem and in the Golan Heights, what's happening in Iran, what's happening in Syria. You know, this is for the very long run. Unless there is some kind of world peace where all the Arab countries say, we want to make peace with Israel, let's shake hands, let's create something harmonious that we all agree to. But that's far away from now, Doug. Right now, they're struggling. Rockets are coming in. Israeli bombers, fighter planes are over Gaza trying to take out the terrorists who are triggering the rockets into Israel. And that's what's going on now. There was actually a bomb that fell probably on a building. You could hear it all the way in Jaffa.
It's archaic. It's like the Dark Ages, even though using modern tools of war. It's funny. I was looking at a note from last week when we were talking about Wernher von Braun. You have some things from him in your museum. He's the father of modern rocketry. He invented these rockets that are being used here, one against the other. He invented the technology.
This is so far out that you bring his name up, because you are absolutely right. He created the first rocket that was called V1, which fell smack into London, killing people. V2 followed, and then Kennedy brought him over to America. You're so right, Doug. If it wasn't Wernher von Braun, it would have been somebody else.
I suppose, yeah, but it is kind of ironic when you get right down to brass tacks. Well, I wanted an update from you because you're on the scene. You're certainly very sensitive to what's going on. You know the issues of all parties, so I think it was important info to present here on Your Hidden Power. Uri Geller, check out his website to see what the new museum looks like, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and learn to douse using the information that's in that new book about dowsing. Also, you can find that on Amazon or at urigeller.com. Those of you who are aiming for getting healthy because you have been unhealthy, you've been uncomfortable, one of the casualties of COVID, one of the outrages, the way people have eaten, changed their diets to get more comfortable, right? We've all eaten differently, we've lived differently, we've slept differently. So now the attempt is to get back to normalcy, and the way to do it as far as your weight is concerned is you want to get on various programs, okay, but then don't frustrate yourself by not keeping the weight off. That's the secret. That's the magic of Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, the weight loss formula that involves no stimulants, no drugs whatsoever. It's the all-natural, healthy choice to keep you and your body healthy. And we all know that too much weight is not healthy. So Calotren is there, been around for 24 years, and the Mother's Day sale continues this week only, as we have 90 days of the product that you pay for, get another 90 days free. So you've got a half a year to lose the weight and ensure you can keep it off. Full of aloe vera and collagen protein and digestive enzymes. That's the real, the combo is the secret, the combo in the recipe to help you lose weight. It's also good when you lose the weight because your joints don't bother you so much. You rest better when you haven't got as much weight. All those good things are the byproducts of getting onto this product. Information about it is all there at their website, toploss.com. See the success stories. Become a success story. Lose the weight. Keep it off with Calitrin. When you check out, make sure you use the discount code DJV for the Mother's Day special prices and for no shipping. That's the code DJV at checkout at toploss.com. The podcast for Your Hidden Power is available every week. Go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. Check the latest exploits from Uri Geller, from our astrologer, Laura Banks, from our psychic, Mary O'Malley, and the people who have been writing and talking and helping you understand what the world is really all about, not necessarily what you see, think, taste, and smell. That's what Your Hidden Power is all about. Follow our weekly episodes in podcast form at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. 800-932-2942. That's 800-932-2942.
Now on Your Hidden Power to our weekly visit with our psychic Mary O'Malley is here. She is the queen of the system that allows you to dig into somebody else's mind to find out what's going on with yours. I find that kind of rather interesting, in fact, that you can use somebody else's mind to find the keys to yours. That's one of your hidden powers. You know, I was thinking the insect kingdom works in strange and wonderful ways. I don't know if you saw the story from Florida that they've developed a new mosquito that's going to eat all of the other bad mosquitoes. This is a good mosquito. Eats the bad bugs. And I was thinking about how in our system, we, as human beings, we think about us. And I'm not sure that we always think about the connectivity, Mary, to the rest of the world, if you will, the kingdom of humans, the kingdom of insects, the kingdom of animals, the kingdom of what grows, generally speaking. And I wonder if when we get to this point in the year, you're in California, so you don't much think about the seasons. And I don't like to think of it. I spend winters there because I don't like the bad winters here. But the seasons now, we're into springtime. We see the beautiful flowers. We see the insects that are going around pollinating. Bees are doing it. And ladybugs are doing it. So I guess one of the things I wonder about is our harmony between ourselves and the earth. And maybe you could describe it as the pulse of nature and how much people are affected by that. Do minds work differently, I guess is the question, at different times of the year?
I'm going to say, yeah. Personally speaking, my thoughts will change, you know, in the season. Spring is, okay, you know, what can I do that's brand new? How can I, you know, plant my seeds for the rest of the year? And then we get into summer and you're watching everything grow. And in the fall, you know, you start to harvest. And in the winter, everything kind of slows down and your thoughts turn inwards. Like that's a really good time to take care of your inner thoughts and inner things that are going on. And I think a lot of people do that naturally, not consciously, you know, just kind of unconsciously. But each season, you know, brings its own sense of beginnings and relief of, you know, the seasons gone by. So I think that we're more in tune on a biological level and on an unconscious level than we realize.
Mm-hmm. And so how does that, in terms of harmony, harmonious thoughts, so many people when they come to you, so many people are distressed. Sometimes people come to you for a checkup, that's cool. But others just come to you maybe once or twice because they're so flummoxed by what's going on. You know, if you sit on your porch, if you have the opportunity, or someplace where you can be connected to nature, lots of places to walk in most of the states around the country. So if you just kind of look at what's growing, what's going on in nature, you can go to a farm and watch the food, you know, almost daily. Now you can see things change. That's how when the soils get warm, the air gets warm, you can almost see things grow. And then I guess maybe you can turn that around. My son's wife is pregnant, and I was looking at some of the sonic, what do they call it, and the use of
the sonogram.
Sonogram, yeah, right. And you can see this little noodle, this little pea growing and moving around inside her, and her body is changing so rapidly. And, you know, it's hard to ignore that kind of stuff. And that's really what happens with that's what life is about. And people so get stuck in their pasts and don't appreciate what is now, what their opportunities are. And maybe that's part of your job to point out to people, okay, look at it this way, right?
Yeah.
Look at how the animals live their lives. Look at how insects, insects only live for what, 3-4 weeks? Sometimes flies, 3 or 4 weeks. Sometimes bees only a few days. And yet they have a lifetime of experiences.
Someone once told me, the birds never know where their next meal is coming from, but they wake up singing every morning anyway.
Yeah. You know? Oh,
and
I love
just that faith and trust in, you know, this is just the way of the world, you know, yeah. And it always stuck with me because, you know, you have a choice every day.
Sure
how
do.
You want to approach the day. And
yep.
I can wake up singing, you know,
yep.
No matter what's going on.
All right, shall we sing together? Hello, everybody. Hello.
Good morning.
Right. I'd sing your way into your day. Take Mary's advice. It's great advice. Mary O'Malley. Check her out at psychicscout.com or maryomaley.com. She's here with us every week on Your Hidden Power.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Laura Banks, actress, activist, and astrologer, is here with us to take a quick... you can't say take a look on the radio because there's nothing to see on the radio. But to examine, if you will, what the influences are of the stars. There's a new moon. Mercury's going back into retrograde. Ooh la la. Isn't that exciting? So how do we know whether Mercury will be... It was pretty severe in January. I think that was the last time we were in retrograde. It was not a pleasant time. But there are times when I've experienced retrogrades. It was pretty positive. How do you view this one? What do you think, Laura?
Well, I think retrogrades are the hot topic astrologically. For many years, it was just what's your sun sign, and we've moved on to at least understanding retrogrades. I'm not someone that really feels they're as big a deal, because when it does go retrograde, we are intentionally focused on regrouping. And I really believe in regrouping. The story for me really lives inside this Jupiter going into Pisces, Doug, on May 13th, and it's going to spend most of 2022 in Jupiter. And this is what's interesting. We draw energies toward us in the language we speak. Words have deeds and action inside of them. So Jupiter in Pisces is the all-knowing, the all-understanding, the compassionate. But they're also the sign of good luck and good fortune. And I was thinking about that this morning, going, well, how do those connect? And I'm thinking, when you're really out of your head, my life's not going well, why don't I have a girlfriend, why don't I have a boyfriend, and you're out in the world of other people's worlds, and you're thinking about them, and you're really concerned about them, karma comes in, good fortune comes to you, good luck comes to you, which is the Pisces quality, with Jupiter is the sign of good luck in the house, in the sign. So Jupiter Pisces is a double good luck. So we're looking at being aware of who you're talking to. How could I help them? And in that moment of getting out of your own head into someone else's, somehow Kismet steps in and aligns you with law of attraction on who you're here meant to be speaking to have the next thing happen. That just happened to me. I really believe in this. We need to be outside of our own heads, all consumed and worrying. I was with a girlfriend yesterday. All she was like moping and complaining, and her life is miserable, and it's going to keep looking that way, right, Doug? Because all she does is complain.
Right. And we all know people like this. And frankly, it makes them sick, literally. I was talking about that with somebody on Your Hidden Power, the program that I do that you participate in. The idea that spirit, mind, and body are connected is one of the truisms, and you can see it in people who are angry and nasty.
Oh.
They get sick and they die. And,
they die or they linger in some horrible place forever. But we've got the new moon in Taurus, which happened on the 11th of May, really funneling through this whole thing of self-worth, simplifying your life, noticing that there are possessions and you have concerns about money. But really, what does that and how does that really fit into my sense of self? Taurus is a very also nurturing sign. So combined with Pisces, now more than ever, we want to look at being compassionate with ourselves, dropping down and listening to our inner guidance, not the nagging, whining, complaining, gossiping voice, but the drop down into that place of deep down, I'm going to turn right here, I'm going to turn left here, I'm going to talk to this person.
Instincts.
And all kinds of miracles.
Yeah, instincts, as much as anything else. Find myself every once in a while, is this really true? When you're driving along with the old Yogi Berra, when you see a fork in the road, take it. I used to sort of, no, I'm going to go this way because it's better. And then I keep listening to myself say, no, go to the next exit. Don't get off at this one. And you can easily poo-poo. Oh, no, that's not really true. Even somebody like me that believes it's.
Right, yeah, the world is polarity, black, white, right, wrong. And the planets and the signs and the houses all are built on a polarity. What does that mean? That means a fork in the road. So while there is a faded quality to what we're up to, there are these willful moments where we make very specific choices, and they're the little ones and the big ones. But we're all coming out of hibernation right now. We're getting in our bodies. We're feeling good. We're experiencing this revival of ourselves and our careers and relationships, hopefully, in spring. And now there is this time now to feel connected to ourselves and to others in a way. You're going to be on this roller coaster, right? You know the track. You go up and down. There is a track. But when those moments where the noise and the madness stops, let yourself take a breath. Let yourself be kind to yourself. Don't make yourself wrong.
Yeah, I say the rearview mirror is small for a reason, but you got to move on, and maybe it's coming to grips with your past. That's part of what you can do in the good times, astrologically speaking. Check out what your life is all about. Get a great reading from Laura at StarGalNetwork.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.